This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military Thursday signaled it has been waging a wider offensive in Gaza's south, where hundreds of thousands have fled fighting in the north. Meanwhile, Israel's military released a video from inside Gaza's largest hospital Thursday after a raid on the facility where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days with electricity and other basic necessities. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The military released video from inside Shifa showing three duffel bags it said it found hidden around an MRI lab, each containing an assault rifle, grenades, and Hamas uniforms. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said,
"And these weapons have absolutely no business being inside a hospital."
The Associated Press could not independently verify the Israeli claims that the weapons were found inside the hospital. After encircling Shifa for days, Israel faces pressure to prove its claim that Hamas used the patients, staff and civilians sheltering there to provide cover for its fighters. Palestinians and rights groups accuse Israel of recklessly endangering civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in California have arrested a man in connection with the death of a pro-Israeli demonstrator. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
On November 6th, a Jewish pro-Israel demonstrator named Paul Kessler died after a pro-Palestinian gathering in a Los Angeles suburb. California authorities have now arrested a man in connection with Kessler's death. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office says a 50-year-old suspect was booked into jail in the investigation of involuntary manslaughter. Kessler was among a group of pro-Israel demonstrators who showed up at an event advertised as a peaceful gathering to support Palestinians in the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Walter Ratliff.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's highest court ruled Wednesday the government's key migrant policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing is illegal. A big political blow for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Britain struck a $150 million deal with Rwanda in April last year to send asylum seekers arriving in small boats across the English Channel to Rwanda for processing. The first fight was just minutes away from takeoff in June 2022, when it was blocked by an injunction from the European Court of Human Rights. The case eventually reached Britain's Supreme Court, which ruled Wednesday that the scheme was illegal. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he would seek to sign a new treaty with Rwanda. Last year, more than 45,700 migrants crossed the English Channel to Britain on small boats, the highest figure since records began. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The threat of a U.S. government shutdown has been diverted, at least for now. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Chuck Schumer and the Senate voted late last night to approve a package funding government agencies for roughly 2 months.
This Friday night, there will be no government shutdown.
But the same battle will come up early next year unless lawmakers can come together again. Many House Republicans are furious. The temporary measure new Speaker Mike Johnson put together did not have deep spending cuts and instead keeps funding at current levels.
I'm one of the arch conservatives, okay?
Johnson says he wants sharp cuts too, and the temporary bill simply sets the stage for a fight with the Senate in January. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's holiday Red Cup Day at Starbucks coffee shops in the United States, and that means, in addition to a free reusable holiday cup, thousands of workers are walking off the job. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Just like they did on last year's Red Cup Day.
Union Busters got you far.
Give us hope behind the bar.
Thousands of workers at some 200 Starbucks locations are planning to walk off the job to demand that more stores be unionized and more staffers are scheduled on busy days like Red Cup Day. A barista in Oklahoma City, Neha Kremen, says workers are already overwhelmed and says understaffing hurts the workers and also creates an unpleasant experience for customers. Starbucks is downplaying any impact from the walkouts, which started Wednesday. More than 360 of its approximately 10,000 stores are unionized. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.